When the stars talk, they talk to the breeze.
Hi, Damien. Hi, everybody.
Now, where are you calling in from today?
I live in Palm Springs, California, so I'm calling from our recording studio here.
All right. And set the scene for us. What does your recording studio look like?
It's a mass of modules and keyboards and buttons and faders. And then I've got a big grand piano and a beautiful view of the city, and this is my sanctuary. This is my church. This is where I create.
All right. And how close are you to a piano right now?
I'm standing right next to it. I'm standing right next to the piano.
Can you give us a couple of notes, like a doop doop?
See, that's how close I am.
That is amazing. Now, we open the interview with a bit of Copacabana. I want to talk about the new album and the tour as well. But as far as Copacabana goes, the massive hit that we'll all know you for, when was the last time you went back to the Copacabana nightclub?
Well, you know, I don't even know if it's still there. But, you know, want to hear a funny story? They were moving the Copacabana, the original Copacabana, from one site to another. And I just happened to be walking by the old Copacabana, and there was a guy out front taking down the Copa part of the awning, and he was going to throw it in the garbage. I said, wait, are you going to throw that out? And he said, yeah. Oh, hi, Mr. Manilow. I said, could I have it? And he said, sure. And I have the awning from the original Copacabana.
That is fantastic. Well, you made that place world famous, so it should be yours by rights. Now, your new album is out now. It's called Night Songs. It is Barry Manilow accompanying himself on the piano. Barry Manilow stripped down. Did you record the album naked?
No. But it's, you know, it is as intimate an album as I've ever made. And frankly, I never intended to release it. This was an album full of songs that I've always loved. They come from the 30s and 40s, written by some of the great, great songwriters of their day. Songs that I used to play when I was playing piano bar. And I just made this album for myself. I put it in the drawer and never thought about releasing it. And then I would give it to a friend and they would say, oh, we love it. We can't stop playing it, over and over and over. So I was convinced by my manager to give it a try and release it. In this day and age, with the kind of music they play on pop radio, I thought, well, this will never have a chance. And it probably won't. But the reaction to this album has been stunning. People just love it, just like my friends loved it. The public is loving this album. They can't stop playing it. Even though they don't know the songs, it's okay. They're loving learning about these beautiful, crafted songs. So whatever happens with it is fine with me, because it was done for the right reason that an artist should stick to. And whatever happens with it is fine with me, and I'm just stunned that the public is really liking it. Now you know I can't smile without you. I believe that, you know, if you record and write a great song, it has the potential of living forever. I think songs like Could It Be Magic and Weekend in New England will live forever because they're really well-written songs.
Now, on the album, it's very much mood music. You can, like you said in your own words, you can open a bottle of wine, you can put it on in the evening and enjoy yourself. If I was wooing, let's say I was having a date around my house, and it's a date around my house, they've never been to my house before, and I go to put the Barry Manilow album on, which track do you think would help seal the deal? Which one do you think's got the most love in it?
First of all, I think that, you know, this whole album is really like one big song. So, you know, if you start to try to make it, you know, just one song, I think, you know, you just play the whole thing. Yeah. But if I had a pick, which it's so new, I can't even pick my favorite. The first one is very romantic. The first cut, I Fall in Love Too Easily. So try that one.
All right, I will. I'll tweet you. I'll let you know how it goes.
Thanks a lot.
Now, you're in the UK in May for some live dates. You've got Southampton, you've got London, and you've got Cardiff. And so you'll be flying over from your home in your recording studio. How does Barry Manilow prepare for a long-haul flight? What do you do? Do you pack books? You got Sudoku? You got crosswords? Do you just go to sleep for the whole thing?
How do you prepare? You put your jockey shorts in there and some socks and a couple of T-shirts. And you mean for fun? For fun, you know.
Yeah, how do you keep yourself busy on a long flight like that?
Oh, on a long flight? I got an iPad and I watch movies. Mm. That usually does it.
Have you ever played Angry Birds? Are you familiar with that?
I did. I played Angry Birds. It's not my kind of thing, but God, that's the most popular thing ever. You can get so hooked on that one.
And you're a true showman, Barry Manilow. But the internet tells me that you're 70. How? Where has the time gone? How are you 70?
You know, that is the most confusing thing ever, that I am actually 70 years old, and I still have my hair, I don't have a pot belly, I'm still running around like crazy, I still got a million ideas. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop and suddenly start to limp and drool and, you know, forget where I am. I mean, so far, I'm just one of those lucky guys that I don't notice the difference, and yet it says 70. Doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm still going.
I'm still here, everybody. I'm still here. He says.
I am, man. It's like that Energizer Bunny commercial they have here about a battery that keeps going. So, Damien, I think you probably won't be disappointed.
I'm really looking forward to it. Barry Manilow, the album Night Songs is out now. I'm going to play a track from it in a second. And the UK tour, Southampton, London, Cardiff, and loads of other places in May. Thank you so much for your time, Barry Manilow.
Bye-bye, Damien.
Lovely. See you later.
Hear more of the names you love online anytime at thebreeze.com.